We now welcome onto the call the head coach at UAlbany, Greg Gattuso. Good morning, Greg.
Morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm well. Another tough one for you guys on Saturday, a shootout. You come up a little short, 48-45 at Fordham on Saturday. Just give me your assessment on the game.
Well, first, you got to give Fordham credit. I think their quarterback was outstanding in critical moments. He made a lot of big plays. There's multiple times where, you know, we late in the fourth quarter, we had him third and 13. He makes a great throw on a deep shot. Instead of being off the field, we're just getting ready to sack him. He's able to make a great throw. He's a good quarterback, and he makes him go. And it's tough. And we're really disappointed. We weren't able to hold the lead. Played a pretty good three-plus quarters, even on defense, but gave up a lot of yards in the fourth quarter. And a lot of it was just really good play by their quarterback. And the receivers did a nice job, too. So credit to them. We offensively, we played well. I think through most of the game, I think those critical moments where we needed, we were struggling a little bit on both sides of the ball. But, you know, they're a good football team. You know, we played two ranked teams in the first 3 weeks and a good New Hampshire team. And we feel like we're very close, and we just got to keep working at, you know, you hear Kevin talking, it's a very similar situation. We're working on finishing plays and sticking to the scheme and not panicking in tough situations. And I think we just got to keep working at it.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. You guys, especially the last 2 weeks, have played, you know, had chances to win two games, still a lot of season in front of you. What's been the message to your guys to say, hey, we've played really good teams and we're close. You know, let's see if we can get, you know, kind of get it over the edge here.
Well, you know, I talked to them yesterday. We had a heart to heart. I told them the frustration is okay. And the frustration is we have to identify it and understand that that's normal. I have, you know, I kind of ran through my every game I've ever lost as a head football coach or as a coach or a player. I ran through some personal feelings that I have that are irrational and drive you a little crazy in this sport. But, you know, I wake up the next morning and I'm ready to go and solve problems and be better. And I told them we can't get too frustrated. We just solve problems and get better. And I think the kids, they've responded to that so far. And you know, we're going to get out there and get ready to play for us, a really important football game. They're all important, but we've got to play well and get finish and try to get us our first win to get ourselves moving in the right direction.
Let's start with the offense, which had a huge day, 527 yards. And we've talked about Reese Poffenbarger the last 2 weeks, but a school record, 412 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks on the day. Just assess his day.
Yeah, he's been very good at moments and he's learning in other moments, you know, and it was his third start. His percentages are good. He's protecting the football. In the air, we kind of made a little mistake off a broken play and hurt us in coming out of the second quarter when we had a lead. But he's played very well. He makes the throws. He's very daring and confident, and I like that in a quarterback. And I think that there's a very high ceiling for Reese if he can continue to improve on the little things as we move forward into the season. Todd Sibley. You know, it really hurt us losing him at halftime. He tried to play a little bit in the fourth quarter, but he just couldn't go. He had a huge first half. He's a really good football player. You know, he was very, really disappointed that he couldn't get back out there and help us in the second half. And it certainly affected us. He's a leader, and he ran the ball really well and made a big play right before the half. And I would also say our receiving corps has been top-notch and played a lot of great throws, but also a lot of great catches on the other end. And offensively, we're doing a lot of good things, and we need to keep getting better because there's definitely room for improvement over there.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how big of a jolt or lift was that play that Todd made on the last play of the half?
You know, I think when you've been in this cycle we're in right now, we're struggling with close games and really, you know, fighting ourselves sometimes. I think, you know, confidence is a big thing. And I think, you know, we got a bunch of confidence. We came out at the half and in a broken play, we turn the ball over and give up a touchdown. So, you know, that's the kind of things that we've got to get consistency in how we play and consistency in our mentality on the football field. And I think we're getting there. And but at some point you got to, you know, I told the kids there's tipping points in life and we're at a tipping point where we need to get over the hump here and go play a great football game in all three phases and be confident in ourselves because we have talent. I think we have a solid scheme, and I think we have great kids on our football team. So it's time to get out and try to get over the hump.
You touched on Fordham's quarterback, and obviously you had a big day a week ago against Monmouth. You guys had been able to get pretty good pressure on the quarterback in the first 2 weeks. What are they able to do? No sacks on Saturday. What are they able to do to make it so difficult to put pressure on him?
Yeah, one, he gets rid of the football quickly. He knows where to go. He identifies defenses well. If I, now haven't seen them, I'd love to go back and redo a couple things, but he is very good. We had him a couple times. We had pressure. We're much more about pressure. We had good pressure. We played well up front. I thought we were able to control the running game for the most part, especially through the first three quarters. They got us on a run when we had to start gambling a little bit, but we knew they were going to throw for some yards the way they spread you out. Our goal was to try to shut down and eliminate their running game. But you got to credit him. When you run into a great quarterback, it makes you shake your head. And we've been on the other side of that sometimes when our quarterbacks have been great, and it's really hard on the other defense. And he's really a good quarterback. He understands it. He makes great throws. He makes very few bad decisions. And it comes back to turnovers. They fumbled three times. We didn't get any. We had a couple picks. We had opportunities that we didn't make. And then we had a pick that we got a penalty on. So, turnovers can really swing games, and we're not turning the other team over right now, and it's a problem.
Yeah, when you go through a day like that, I just talked to Kevin a little bit about that, when they had the bad day against Fordham and came back and played well Saturday. What's been the message to your defense to make sure that they're in a good spot headed into this week and it doesn't linger over?
Well, first, I've challenged my coaching staff in our approach, and we've got to put our kids in good positions. We had four touchdown passes that were uncontested, and that's you can't win those. That's really difficult to win those games. And that's, we're about contesting throws and pressure in the quarterback. And I thought our pressure was solid in a lot of the basic pass game, but when we give up four uncontested touchdowns, it's not a good deal. And that's on everybody. We've got to be better at that. And that's, again, credit to Fordham. They had a couple good scheme plays, but there was a couple where we got to go make the play, and we're there and we're battling. We just didn't finish on the play. And that's where you have to credit your opponent, because they did a good job.
Your team gets to come back home this Saturday and face Central Connecticut, your final non-conference game of the season. Just talk about some of the challenges that they're going to present for you.
Well, they do a lot of good things. They had a tough road game last week. I know they, down in Southeast Louisiana, but they've been probably should have beat Sacred Heart. They had a pick late in the game when they were in the tight red. But they present a lot of problems with their offense and all the different things they do. We played them in 2019. We know the type of team they are. They were beating us at the half. So, it's a lot about us internally and playing our game. We're going to go out. We know they have talent. We know they have speed. They play very hard, and they're a well-coached team. I've known Ryan for a long time. So, we know they're coming in here with a chip on their shoulder. It's a big game for both football teams. But it comes down to playing the game properly. And we need to really show up and play a great football game in all three phases.
All right, Greg, thanks so much for your time today. Good luck on Saturday against Central Connecticut. And we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, thank you.